Blog Talk Radio.
Six Man.
Radio.
Six Man.
Radio. Radio.
Six Man.
Radio.
Six Man.
Radio.
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 On a conference. Huh?
It's something about the sound of a piano that spiritually channels something in the soul of me. This poetry's my ammo. I'm seasoned like the poultry that sprinkles out the hand slow. Promise that you'll grow with me and never let my hand go. Go with me. Saints go marching in, but where'd the band go? Saxophones and violins, harmonicas and banjo. Connected to a higher end that's far beyond soprano. Rather die a man than to live my life here as a Sambo and die again. Fall for anything, what will you stand for? Money can't flow out of end because you got your hand closed. Tighter in the leather pants, a vault that I was praying for. Life is grand, because that ain't all that I was praying for. Brother and his girl then opened up a second hand store. Called Ogachi, everybody asking what it stands for. Chicago backwards, now run along and let your friends know. As far as the rapture, all I can say is that the end's close. The final chapter, so pull out your pad and pen notes. Most don't believe in the hereafter, think it's just a hoax. Some made up crap that's justifying death to give us hope. My friend, you've been misled, they got you with the okie doke. What have you been fed? It's obvious that you didn't overdose. They'll feed you Casper, but then tell you there's no Holy Ghost. Pray to your master, as if Jesus ain't the only hope. You pass and they can't guarantee you where your soul will go. You ask, they'll tell you, you look through the ones you love the most. Your spirit's mirrored through the loved ones, but it doesn't flow. There's nothing after, once you die, my friend, that's all she wrote. You sound about crazy as a marching band on marching dope. It's heavy on this path, especially when the heart is broke. The lessons on this path have blessed me more than y'all could know. Direct me on this path to wheresoever I should go. Whoever walketh on this path of life should find its growth. I don't know what you believe, life's based on what you perceive. I was always taught to exceed whatever I thought I couldn't achieve. Look at me now, I done took the lead. Used to be the kid that couldn't read in class with a face full of Vaseline. Bad cause I had no self-esteem. That's real talk, no gasoline. Mama always said dare to dream. Never let anything hold him back. Hold you back, spread your wings. Hold you back, dare to swing. Don't strike out and lose everything. Lost weight and lost my wedding ring. But I swear my wife, my everything. Christ coming back, all hail the king. Bet everybody gon' yell the name. Too late now, boy, hell came. Way too hot, can't bear the flames. Can't act like they scared of change. Got my rock, I ain't never shamed. Could've had rocks in every chain, but I chose God instead of fame.
Yeshua the Messiah is the only well, capable of giving living water unto those who dwell in darkness. And he said we can all sit, but nah, just like Lucifer, y'all wanna sit on his throne as well. How you figure you worthy to sit from his holy grail? The only throne you worthy of sitting on's in hell. He made you from dirt, when you die back in the dirt you dwell. He created earth, you ain't even create the words you sell. Take it from me before you meet the Father, whether you Jay or Kanye, you're just a piece of clay trying to be the potter. I'm not your judge, I just know that when you meet your honor, it'll be too late for you to say or do a thing about it. Jesus is worth more than anything that you can leave your daughters. Money's cool, but reaching dollars never equal peace inside you. How did you think it would feel when you reached a million? The same way you think it'll feel when you reach a billion. With urgency you search for peace, but nothing seems to fill it. I just pray you don't jump from the building once you reach the ceiling. It's no coincidence that out of all of these religions, Jesus Christ the only one they ever seem to mention. They be like, chill, it's just a marketing scheme for selling. Since when is it respected to be ready and willing to do anything to seek attention? Your definition of real is based on you liking something. So now what's fake is only fake until your idol does it. And you'll be like, so what, he's rich and drives a Bentley coupe. He's a boss, he can do that, you just mad it isn't you. Yeah, I know he wore a skirt, but in Europe that is just cool. You just mad he has a lot of women and he's pimping too. Next week you be like, so what is his business if he's kissing dudes? Switching tunes, cause you just as fake as who you listen to. Oh yeah, now I'm judging, huh? But when your favorite rapper say you ain't a man unless your chain is platinum, that ain't nothing, huh? God over money, boy, we don't come to work to play. Oh, you thought Christian rap was soft, you gon' learn today. You gon' learn today. Jeff Stone, preach.
Bizzle was good, Bizzle was good, Bizzle was good, Bizzle was good. I don't know why these rap cats keep playing, but God, they got life misunderstood. And so I pray for them, I even fall on my face for them, hoping that God ain't too late for them, cause it's a place for them, burning forever that awaits for them. And whoever shadow in the gate with them, see I relate to them, cause I was once up in the race with them. And on my way up in the lake with them, and forever bake with them, cause I was eating from the plate with them, living like I was living great with them, cause I had faith in them, to wake up living every day condemned. Cause you know difference with the wage of sin, I was afraid to grin, but come to put me in the grave with me, and I wasn't there, I never made it in. I disobey commands, you know the ones I'd rather praise the beings, I never willing to embrace his hand, until they lose a friend, they grieve for a couple days, and then they back to their old ways again, because they waver in, we disobey commands, stuck in the ways of sin, up in this crazy land, how could you look up in this guy to even say you don't believe in God, and none of it was made by hand, or maybe that's the reason why they found it cool to make a mockery of God, I guess it's just the ways of man, I give him praise and dance, cause it ain't guaranteed that I'ma see tomorrow, knowing that today could end, he's throwing shots at God, you say you see it as a rapper going hard, I see it as a waste of pen, until the base begin, wanted to get in, but I never got involved, I figured I should wait to dance, but then my faith in hands, and I can wake the fans, when I can lay some hands, destroy Satan plans, or coordinate the brand, and forsake the land, some more snakes can stand, and false hate demands, for Lord's sake, I'm praying, there's more grace at hand, cause your ways and plans, I know ways of man, if we don't praise the dance, then you'll make the sands, cause your grace expands, to more states and lands, and 2 days of bands, it's called base of friends, I'm out raising brand, I'll push a grace at Dan, that's 4 shades of tan, I've been making mess. Gemstones for life, God over money, Bizzle was good.
You already know what it is.
Woo!
Six Man.
Radio. 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 Radio.
Look. Now. I ain't about to make it rain on shorty. Prophesy to her, tell her her own story. Cause I know a father like Mari. Pro bitch, so rich, combo switch. No suicide, but got scars on both wrists. Slow sips, but never me blow piff. Hood wanna know how I'm saved, but flow sick. Hood wanna know why I float for the low chips. Good, I let them know that the kingdom is going fish. Spit Jesus bold, and homie, I don't flinch. No dudes behind bars that don't bitch. Plus your average star, homie, is not rich. And the life that he's spitting is not his. But we chase it like bears the shots in. But I'm a different speaker, a pioneer. So why they wildin', we got on our right gear, ma.
Where do they remember us tonight? Hope that they remember what we got. More than the cause of God, more than the bars is high. More than the girls and guap, more than the pearls and rocks. Cause we got, it's now what we got. You need more than the world to stop, unstoppable.
Homie asked where the weed at. I tell him all I know is where the peace at. He think I'm talking heat, so he ease back. He respect the G, I OD scrap. Haters want me off the mic feedback, but I'm here to give them life, breathe that. With every rap gun pointed at the black, I know homies lost life, wish they had it back. Real talk to my people, you ain't gotta clap. Real talk to my people, you ain't gotta clap. Change minds, put the C on my fitted hat. We buying bottles while our babies need Similac. Let me be known for the realest in rap. When I'm gone, I hope they remember that. How I came in and I wasn't even strapped. Still left with the body whenever that sky cracked.
Whether they remember or tonight, hope that they remember what we got. More than the cause of God, more than the cause is high. More than the girls and guap, more than the pearls and rocks. Cause we got, it's now what we got. You need more than the world to stop, unstoppable.
Church, you wonder why I'm in the club. Why I don't like a title, and I'm okay with the gov. I ain't impressed with power without love. Before I give them the doctrine, I'd rather give them a hug. Done too much wrong to play the judge. Screaming mud at the show and I won't budge. Hands too tight on the plow to hold a grudge. Realizing all of us need the blood. Fit it on, flowing in the prophetic. Never give my opinion until you God said it. They want me stay in the four walls forever. I got a heart for the lost, broken and severed. I meet them where they at and get together. So if it ain't a sermon they remember, it's the love, the fellowship together. It's smart, hope they never forget us.
Whether they remember us tonight, hope that they remember what we got. More than the cause of God, more than the bars is high. More than the girls and guap, more than the pearls and rocks. Cause we got, it's now what we got. You need more than the world to stop, unstoppable.
But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Woe to he who calls evil good and good evil. It's funny how the media portrays things. They really pushing hard for this gay thing. And it's so wicked how they manipulate things. Can't even disagree without them making it a hate thing. I say you wrong and you holler hate instantly. But you say we the ones who don't tolerate differences. There's a whole lot of things I could say really, but see your hypocrisy is something I can paint vividly. I'm saying it's the way you was born, and I'm sure that you lust like I do, just in a different form. But I'm married, so if I give in to mine, I'm a cheater. If you give in to yours, you just fight to make it legal. You rather fight God than fight sin. The Bible is alright until it calls what you like sin. And I feel so disrespected that you were so desperate you would compare your sexual habits to my skin. What? Calling it the new black? Tell me where they do that. They hung us like tree ornaments. Where were you at? They burned us for entertainment. You go through that? Moms raped in front of their kids while they shoot dad. Ever been murdered just for trying to learn how to read, bro?
No.
Show of hands? I ain't think so. So quit comparing the two. It ain't the same fight. You can play straight, we can never play white. Using black people as pawns for your agenda. And these sellout rappers to do whatever you tell them.
Sellout
skirts on stages, campaigning for that black vote. Afraid to be blackballed, so they play that role. You were never oppressed, the devil was a liar. The only thing oppressed was your sexual desire.
That's all.
Keeping your desires oppressed is so lame to you. But when you get married, that's what you expect your mate to do.
Right.
It angers you if I compare you to a pedophile.
Why?
Cause he's sick, right?
Really?
And you better have.
Man, I ain't choose this.
You think he chose that?
But I was born this.
Well, prove he wasn't born that. But you were never a girl. He was once nine, so at one time in his life, it was just fine.
Well,
make your laws right. I'm not buying it, so put him in that same trash can you threw that Bible in. See how that cycle is? Nobody wants to repent of their evil, so we all try justifying it.
We all.
And you say it's about rights, but you lying though. Domestic partnerships gave you rights a long time ago.
Right.
God created marriage when he did, he defined it though, so why is it you want what he created but deny him though? It's not wicked enough switching the definition. You want it done by a Christian in a church you worship in.
Really?
And that rainbow you using is a gay pride symbol. It represents a covenant with God if you didn't know. Check Genesis 9:13 for the info. Homie, the war spiritual, you don't know what you info.
See,
I ain't saying your sin's worse, but it is sin though.
Yeah.
The Lord took the punishment for it all on him though.
Praise
we
God.
Just gotta repent though. The problem is if you don't call it sin, then you walk as if there's nothing to repent for. Let's recap. We all wicked and desire sin, but imagine a world where no one kept their desires in. If something was called right simply cause we desired it, when your right goes against my right, who's right or win? As for being born away, I should never see y'all, ever use a word like retard. To describe someone who was born a little differently than we are. I guess Down syndrome really isn't a thing, y'all. What do we call your syndrome? Oh, that term is offensive now when it hits home. So what gives you the right to call the way he was born a defect?
Huh?
I call yours a defect, you feel it's disrespect.
Nah.
You don't believe in God? Hey, the universe says if we all gay, we either die off or have to do it God's way. And God loves you no matter what you struggle with. At least struggle though, don't just give up and quit. Forget how you were born, we were all born in sin. But Christ died for your sin, you can be born again. We were all born in sin, but Christ died so that we could be born again.
Hallelujah. And I never want to act like all gay people are the same, because that's ignorant. But at the same time, what I won't allow you to do is paint this beautiful picture like we don't have people from the LGBT community out here running up in churches, disrupting services, kissing on the pulpit, out here attacking old ladies, throwing crosses down and stomping them, violently assaulting people. So don't take my most aggressive lines that you know or to that group and try to apply it to the friendliest, lovingest gay person, because that's not the case. And to that struggling Christian right now, struggling with homosexuality, fight the good fight, soldier. No matter matter what anybody says, we all have different desires. We all are drawn towards different sin. And my desire might not be your desire, but I have a desire that's just as strong for another sin. And I have to fight it day in and day out. And sometimes I win, and sometimes I lose. Sometimes I stand, sometimes I fall. But fight the good fight, God is worth it. God bless you. No hate about it. I love you.
Yeah, Say Word Radio, Shaman's Mr. Fred Blass, Raphael Robinson. What's up, family?
Yeah. Oh, man, chilling, brother, man. Just enjoying the music, man. What's going on with you?
Not much, man. That was my man's Bizzle with the same love response.
Yeah, sir. That's a joint. Yeah, that's a joint right there. Strong, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. And a good, calm response at that. And before that, we had Caleb Starr, Cincinnati's own Caleb Starr, Unstoppable.
Mud Gang, shout out Mud Gang.
Mud Gang, what's up with y'all? Yeah. What's been up, bro?
Man, you know, just busy, you know. Just enjoying it, man, just enjoying a walk, you know. You know, just enjoying life, brother, man. Kicking it, man. Just trying to be as productive as I can, man. One day at a time, one foot after the other. You know, looking forward, man, to, you know, having our brother come on in a minute here, man, to talk about his project, man.
Yeah, man. We got my man, the CEO, founder, Six Man Radio, Six Man Films, Bad C on the line.
What's up, fam?
Hey, fellas, what's good?
What up, man? What's going on with you? We know you're doing a lot. What's up with you, brother?
Yeah, man, just working. God is good. You know, trying to stay busy, stay out of trouble. You know. I see what you guys are doing, man. First of all, I wanna give a shout out to y'all. I wanna tell everybody, you know, that I go back with these gentlemen a really long time, high school. You know what I mean? And when they came on board the Six Man Radio situation. With the Same Word Radio, you know, to me, I felt like it made sense. You know what I mean? And I love you guys, and I love you guys' show because, you know, it's full circle. You know what I mean? We started together, and we still working together, you know what I'm saying, since high school, freshman year, you know what I'm saying, 89, 90, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to y'all, man. Shout
25
to y'all.
Years, man.
Word up. And you know, I'm proud of y'all as men. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, salute to y'all. I got to get that out first and foremost.
Thank you, brother, man. God is good.
We appreciate that, man.
Yeah. Thinking about us, too, you know. Man, we got to salute you, brother, for even, you know, having this situation on your heart, man, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. Amen. But like you said... To be able to do this after all this time. Man, shout out to Stokes, too, man. Stokes, man, if you're listening, man, call in, man. But yeah, like you said, full circle, man.
Shout out to Stokes. What's up with you?
What's up with you, man? Let us know about this project, man, that you're working on right now.
I just really got into the film thing, you know. Our passion is music. I've been doing music for a long time. And you know, I had the opportunity to be a part of a film called Darkest Before Dawn. You know, it was an independent film, feature film, 90 minutes. And I played the bad guy. And, you know, I really enjoyed that experience. You know what I mean? That was crazy to step outside of the music. And do something that is totally outside of the music. So the response was crazy. I really liked it, and I got turned out, so to speak. So, you know, I always been one to have a whole lot of ideas and stuff like that and things that I wanted to do creatively. And I just felt one day I was like, yo, you know what? Because I also, after that spawned another project, which isn't mine, but you know, I'm the lead in it. It's a web series called When a Man Sped Up, and we put that out. We're in the process of actually shooting When a Man Sped Up Part 2 as we speak. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's coming soon, too. But during these films, I just was like, yo, you know what? I could do that. So I started writing. And so pause. I'm going to press pause on that. 2013 was such a crazy year, you know. From what I'm hearing, it was a crazy year for everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, me personally, it was really crazy. And I tell everybody I come to contact with that it was the best year. No, it was the worst year in the flesh and the best year spiritually. You know, because I got a lot closer to God. I knew who God was always, you know, but now you can't tell me who God is, because I know, because I already know who God is. You know what I'm saying? Right now, you know, and it all came from the faith that I had to have. And, you know, it was crazy because I was thinking the whole time, oh, I think I'm God's personal practical joke. You know what I'm saying? Like him and his friends, they up there, you know, playing around, and they're like, yo, well, watch me do this to this little nigga today. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I felt. Like he was, you know, I knew he loved me, but I just felt like he was just, I was just made for his entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Because it just seemed like back to back to back to back to back, things were happening that I couldn't explain, that was crazy. You know what I mean? Crazy. You know, we talking life-altering things back to back. You know what I mean? So, I started reading my Bible. I believe, you and I, we had a conversation about the book of Job. Because remember, I kept talking about it like it was just crazy. You know, I just was like, yo, that book of Job, man. You know, I think I put a post somewhere, and I was like, yo, and I was getting everybody's input
on the book of Job,
what do y'all think about the book of Job, you know, and we breaking down the book of Job or whatever, and at first it was going to be an album, you know, an EP, which I still want to do, which you guys are going to be a part of as well, you know what I'm saying, we had that conversation, but I felt like, yo, we need to do this visually. This story, the book of Job, which is everybody that I speak to, is their favorite book in the Bible. It's also mine, you know, because the story of the faith that this guy Job has is incredible. You know what I'm saying? And through it all, he still knew and recognized who God was, and he still praised who God was, regardless of what happened to him. And the devil was so cocky because the devil thought that, you know, that him being man, that he was going to succumb to that. But, you know, I felt like this story was never told on film, ever, 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 ever. It's always been Christ's life and death, or Ten Commandments, or Abraham, or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, it's never this story, and I felt this story so dynamic. So what I did at the top of the year, I opened up Six Man Films, praise God. And this is going to be the first, this is going to be the first project on there. You know, it's a web series. It's going to be 7 episodes. That's a divine number, so I'm keeping it at 7.
Amen.
And it's a modern adaptation of the book of Job from the Bible. I wrote it. I'm also starring in it. I'm playing Lucifer. And there's a reason behind that. You know, I feel like in order to truly get the victory, I got to play this dude. You know what I mean? I got to play him to put a fork in him. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you're finished. You're finished, bro. You know, I think it would be cliche if I was to, quote-unquote, play God or to play Job in the web series. You know, I feel like I'm still struggling, and I still, you know, I still got my demons. My cross is to bear, and the best way is to look him face to face and play his ass, so to speak. Pardon my friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, be easy, man. You know, we trying to keep it, you know, family.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah. I need for everybody to understand this when I say this, is that I'm very passionate. You know what I mean? So if a word slipped out, if a word, listen, I love all y'all, and I'm going sensitive this whole thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm
living up the name of Jesus, bro. That's what we
Can I please finish?
Keep it holy.
Because what I'm trying to tell you is that this is real. This is very, very real. My struggle with Duke was real. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm here to tell a story about my struggle. And Book of Job is exactly that. And it will be coming soon. I will be playing Lucifer. We're casting it now. I wrote the first episode. The first episode is done. It's in the can as far as written. You know, it's going to be about a half an hour. We're going to put a couple people together. And I'm looking at there might be a little major coup, too. You know, we might have a real high player playing in the film. We praying for that. You know, if it don't happen, it don't happen. But, you know, whatever. But, you know, it's coming soon,
you know,
man.
I'm excited. That's an interesting take on it is, as far as what you were saying, as far as, you know, the way the movies have been processed, the Ten Commandments and about Jesus and nobody. It's interesting timing to me because, you know, they're coming out with that movie Noah. I don't know if you've seen that.
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, that's coming out in March.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think you like right on time with what you're doing, even in the web series. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of the people in the Bible, you know, you think about, like, my pastor today was talking about Lot's wife, how he just studied Lot's wife, you know, like, what made her look back, you know, and it's certain people that you can find your characteristics in, you know, that don't get the, what's the word I'm looking for, the notoriety as, you know, the, like I said, the main things of the Bible, the Ten Commandments and so forth and things like that. So, yeah, man, that's an interesting take, man. How many episodes or miniseries do you think you're going to go with it?
It's going to definitely be 7. It's going to definitely be 7 episodes to complete the series. It's crazy because I did a little research on it just to see if there were any other films out there, and there isn't. But apparently Will Smith is supposed to be doing a big blockbuster joint. I don't know if they said sometime in 2014, but we will be the first on record to have done it. You know what I mean? So, you know.
Well, that's what's up, man. I mean, we're going to be looking forward to checking that out, man, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, it's, oh, man, yo, I'm so excited about it because it finally people who are not familiar with this story will probably be inspired by the story, you know, and the things that had to happen to Job. Like I said, it's a modern adaptation. So it's not like it's set back in biblical times, you know, it's set in now. And, you know, it just so that it's relatable, it's more relatable to people and they get it, you know, because the message is definitely in there. And the battle between good and evil is definitely in there. It's very prominent. As a matter of fact, it starts off with it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's really interesting, and even how the cast is coming together, you know, how everything's coming together, it just seems like God got his hands all open.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Now, I remember
like,
talking to us about this a while ago, you know what I'm saying? So I admire your you going forward with it as quickly as you are, because it wasn't too long ago you had mentioned it and you kind of manifesting it right now. You know what I'm saying? Because like you said,
he told me to do it, and that's being obedient.
And obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, so
for real, like,
you know, kudos
that's
to
the
you
only reason, fam. That's the only reason why I can really think in my head why I'm really trying to go so hard with it and why I'm so excited about it. It's definitely a priority. You know how you got certain things, you got a few things that you're doing, and you know, you try to prioritize everything, but that's definitely a priority in a to-do situation, you know.
And that's put God first, man. And, you know, like I said, you know, for you to recognize that and, you know, not worry about what anybody else think of what you've done in the past or this, that, and the third, and just say, boom, God told me to do something, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
that's
yeah.
what's up.
Let me tell you. I'm going to tell you the craziest part about it. The craziest part was I was talking to my manager, and I was telling him that I was going to do it, and that it was a goal and whatever, and I told him what the, you know, what the budget pretty much was for the joint. And I had all intents on funding the whole thing myself, you know what I'm saying? And Duke was like, yo, you know, you need help on that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd love to invest on it or whatever. And I basically, you know, what I had to tell him, like, straight up, like, I'm not looking for a return on this. You know what I'm saying? I can't promise you you're going to get money back from this. You know, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this for money. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't consider.
Yeah, you can't put a price tag on your testimony.
Right.
You know?
Like I'm not that. I'm so passionate about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm so passionate. Right. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. Cause it needs to get done, and it's gonna get done. You understand? So
right.
I mean, he told me straight up. He was like, "Yo, nah. I seen how passionate you was about it." So, you know, I'm on board, even though I know that there might not be no return. If there is going to be a return, then, you know, then we'll deal with it there, you know. But no one understand on record, I'm telling y'all, I'm not doing this for, I'm not expecting anything. I'm not expecting no money. I just want people to see it and be inspired by it and know that whatever you're going through, you know.
That's how true ministry should be. You know, you want to bless the folk.
Right.
And if God bless you, you know, through you wanting to be a blessing, you know,
right.
And that was His will, you know. But man,
right.
You know, I kind of want to, you know, kind of just backtrack this a little bit, man. You know, you was talking just really about the year, and you said, man, you know, after last year, you know, I always had a relationship with God, man. But maybe even for the, you know, for the people that's listening in, how did you get to that place where you said, you know what, you know. You know, I'm going through some things, but I know God is with me. Was there anything significant that allowed you to hear God, or did God speak to you? I mean, what was like a major thing?
We lost my man, Bad Seed.
Yeah, yeah.
But
okay,
here we go. We're going
to
just go ahead and play
him
music
in.
And get him back on the line. We'll get into the song. Matter of fact, this song for him.
Look cannon.
I have a collect call from and inmates at Mitchell County Detention Facility. If you would like to accept this call, please press 4.
Look, I don't know what Cornel West knows. I'm trying my best, though, and I don't know what all you went to. But look at everything we've been through, man. We got high together, went to the mall, got fly together. Police came through trying to ask questions. Me and you sat there lying together, trying to keep in touch, you got hard. Had a couple kids that found God. Probably heard I went off the school, but never knew I was snorting that raw. Well, I'm past that, but not perfect. I know it feel like it ain't worth it, but you love, dog, and that's real talk. Don't nobody want to put you in the dirt, man. I know it's hard out here to get work. Got 2 strikes to feel worthless, but you was made for more than that drink and smoke and trying to ask the streets for your purpose. You got your family here hurt. My partner's calling me work. And me and your daddy did the same thing. They both left us out here struggling. Heard they locked you up, so I came through. Forget what you did and what you ain't do. It's times like this we pray through. Gotta run to the God that made you. Gotta hang on, hold strong. Trust in the truth to bring you home. I ain't trying to sit here and preach to you. I'm trying to be the one you can lean on. Hang on.
What's up with it, Campo? They're trying to take it one day at a time. So what's up the case, though? They trying to hit me with that mandatory minimum, man. I'll fight that charge.
Talking to my folks through a glass wall. Let us get the pass off. Told me that he was about to head to trial. Pray to God he don't get cast off. Head to the sky cause I need some hope. Ken folk just got caught with dope. Probably just called, said his baby's sick. And this might be the end of my rope. Man, it's hard out here and I'm hurting. Don't need no choir girl flirting. Don't need no pastor trying to touch on kids. Telling me when I can't wear the church shit. No fake crying. A preacher lying saying God don't love me if I don't tithe. I need real help in a real season. Need real faith in a real Jesus. I'm hanging on by a thread. No, crazy thoughts in my head. Broke. Told my grandma to pray for me before I end up dead or I'm dead broke. Only few of my friends know what I got to pretend for. Free falling, trying to hang on to anything I can get my hands on. Hang on.
Hello. Hey, grandma. It's me.
Hey, baby.
about your life. What you gonna eat or what you gonna drink or about your body. See, life is more than food and a body is more than for clothing. The birds in the sky, they don't sow, they don't reap, but your heavenly Father feeds. So he say, just seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. See, life ain't for you to control or carry all the burdens. That's why you give your life to him. Hang on.
Yeah, yeah, Lecrae, well, hang on. We lost you for a minute, family, but we back on the mat. Yes,
hello?
Sir, you there, bro?
Yeah. Hello?
All right. Yeah. We lost that call, but I don't know if you heard that question. You might have heard part of it. Did you hear anything what I was saying?
Yeah, you said when did I, but wait, before I even get to that, I want to ask y'all, was that a Blog Talk issue? Did everything just drop, or was that just my call?
That
was just your call.
I don't know if you're traveling, it might have been you, yeah.
Oh, okay, so, all right, cool. All right, you asked, how did I get to the point of wanting to do the Book of Joel, like knowing,
or just when you said that, not even the Book of Joel, but even when you said that, you know, I knew that God was real.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like in the 13, when something just really it clicked.
Yeah.
Like I don't know,
yeah.
Did a light come on?
I'm gonna tell you what really did it. When I got hit by a car.
Okay.
That's what really did it, because that showed me that.
Yeah.
God will put you in a situation that could take you out of here, but to show you that he's real, and that will show you that he's real, he'll take the hit, the real hit. You're going to get banged up a little bit, but that's just so that you remember. Like, real talk, I'm not even supposed to be here how I got here.
Praise
you
God,
you
got his hand on you. Yeah.
Check this out. I got hit on a Monday. I was in Brooklyn doing a show that Saturday.
Okay.
And filming.
Now, did you get enough rest, buddy?
Because
you know you love to work. Was you supposed to be out of the hospital, or you just pull yourself out?
Nah. I was home. Yo, listen.
You know, tough guy.
I was in the emergency room at 8, and I was out by midnight. You know what I'm saying? They sent me home. I was on the crutches. I wasn't feeling that. The next day, I rehabilitated myself. I'm walking, pacing back and forth in my room, like, do it. Walking up and down the steps, do it. And then I did it, and I was back to work. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't lay up. There was things that had to be done.
And you knew, you know, that there's a purpose for why I'm here, you know, because, you know, God could have, okay, you know, your time is up. You're finished there.
Right.
You know, come on home. And now, so now you're on your Book of Joel mission.
Right.
Is that
what
the mission?
That's why, like, I wanted to do the Book of Joel. Like, I always just had the idea, like, before that. You know what I mean? Like, but it was the album. The album was first. Number three,
talking about
doing the album.
Right.
So it really wasn't the film part yet. I think
when I got hit,
that's when I was like, yo, this is crazy. You know what I mean? Like something clicked then. And then just events. Oh, also with the GED situation. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
and just how he orchestrated that. Like, it was like, listen, B, like, I want you to get that. I need for you to get that so that when you transition into the next stages of your life, that these things are accomplished, like you have those things, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to set you up for things, but you need certain things just to get the things that I set up for you, brother. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I started seeing that. It was a lot. You know, and then even the GED, I mean, I wasn't ever no fool anyway, but, you know, how he had me ace that, like, literally ace that. Like, it was nothing. I ain't study nothing. Like, it was crazy. It was a walk in the park layup. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, that was God taking the test. I finished in the second top 2% of the state of New York. Like, come on. You know. So, you know, I had to. That's when I knew. You know what I mean? Like all of that. It was a lot of events, you know. And it's interesting, even with the Book of Job, it's just interesting because I relate so much to it. It seems like the same thing happened. It seemed like God and the devil had the conversation, and God said, hey, what do you think about Corey? And the devil was like, hey, I mean, you know, you give him everything. You know, you give him this, that, and the third. I bet you if you do that, I bet you he'll do that, you know. And God's like, what? Okay, well, do what you must. Just don't harm him. You know, and then the first set of terrible things were happening. You know what I mean? And then after that, he comes back. And then he's like, so what do you think of my boy Corey? You see, he's still, you know, and the devil's like, yeah, well, I bet you we're da-da-da-da. He's like, do what you want. Just don't kill him. I get hit by a car. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a mystery. You know what I mean? It's not. It's
I want to ask
you.
Revelation. It's revelation.
I want to ask you, what are you wanting to get across most, you know, to the people to see this movie? You know, what do you want to happen most for the people to view it, man?
Two things. It's two things, two major things, okay? The first thing is that God is real. That's the first thing. The second thing is faith in God.
Amen.
It's real.
Amen.
You know what I mean? So
Amen. Those
are the two things. Those are the two things. I mean, I can't, there's nothing else that goes with that.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Word.
Amen.
We definitely,
you know,
man,
I
appreciate
just,
your time, man.
Yeah,
man,
brother.
Nah,
man,
I'm
looking forward. Man, you know,
happy
we played for
birthday
that. Happy
to you also, bro. Happy
oh,
later.
Yeah, yeah. Appreciate that.
We're praying for that project, my brother, and we certainly, man, praying for the audio, you know,
the
music that's going to go along, by, you know, after the series, man. But,
yeah,
man, we're
looking
forward,
yeah,
you know, definitely, man, to this thing and some work, man. We know you we know you busy, brother, man. Thank you for taking the time.
Come on, man. My
pleasure.
Hang out
with brothers and stuff, man.
My pleasure. And, yo, listen, shout to everybody listening to Say Word Radio, because, for real, like, when I tell you, these guys are special. You know what I mean? They're special. You know, to me. You know, and I appreciate you guys supporting them. You know what I mean? From the bottom of my heart. And, you know, salute to y'all,
brother.
Man.
Thank
love
you
y'all.
So much, brother.
Yeah.
Love you, brother Gabe. We glory to God for what he's doing to all of us.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Man, word.
All right, brother, man. Love
all
you,
right,
brother,
y'all
man.
Be good,
we're going to be in touch, all right? You too.
No doubt. Peace.
Word up. Say Word Radio, 646-478-3599 is the number. Make sure y'all like us on Facebook, Say Word Radio. And make sure y'all follow us on Twitter, Say Word Radio _. Let's get into some of that Kristen Grady in.
All right, man. And that's that.
The end. Yeah.
Talk to him, Taylor.
They say I should feel fortunate, but man, I don't feel fortunate. It's not a real smile if you're forcing it. Face made of porcelain, life disproportionate. I'm not your typical artist, rapping part-time while I tip each other margin. This is Thyatira, the Sardis, getting white garments, vanish like Carmen. San Diego, poking out Horace. San Diego, more like Dora. Flooring, the latter from the former. You wanna see the end, need more than the Torah. So what keeps you awake? Think the end is looking like Super 8. You better wake up, smell the espresso. The Son of God's coming and the heavens got an echo. Echo, let me talk to him. By no stretch of the imagination, am I half man, half amazing? Could've been all of that and more had I tasted. So glad I waited, but why? Navigating the sky, trying to find home, I feel homeless, yeah. Yo, they are so above the radar, while I'm somewhere way far below it, just coasting. Man, I be wishing that I had what they had to complete the vision. But maybe it's the vision that completes me.
Well,
only time can tell. I'm doubting that notion, cause time don't speak.
So I'm laying in the corner praying my eyes don't leak. Pharrell, and from Pharrell to the dealer had me producing from my soul with a cyclone moving me through emotions collected. Just hoping for that golden globe of acceptance. Maybe they'll feel me, my motive is reckless. But I reckon that the moment that's present never compares to the go. And that globe that glitters ain't always gold. Rather new wine poured into the old wine skins. Why then is my soul downtrodden? High school dreams of being on sound bombing and the maybes that follow. But answered by the call God gave me to follow. Scroll God gave me to swallow. Maybe it'll never be big business to you, but as long as this is my father, it's bigger than you. Maybe I'll give it a few more tries and say my final is due. Or maybe this is bigger than music. Maybe I'm crazy for thinking that the time gon' come when the world's record breaks and mine don't budge. Singing, good morning forever, shine on sun. Maybe the race ain't over, so I'm gon' run. Yeah, I'ma run like Reverend. But what if they ignore my beckoning? So be it, I'm so vehemently pressing in till the end. Body art.
Been through the struggle, homie. I've also seen the struggle. You feel me? We all go through it, man. Keep your head up. Hey. Okay. Where I'm from, everybody after the dollar bill. Dying young look kind of fun when you reside in hell. Gun clapping, blood passing and popping pills. Wanted it to happen and shot him and couldn't hide the guilt. Living life in the hood, feel like you gotta steal. Trying to sell car full of that marijuana smell. Locked in jail and getting out on any kind of bail. Confining the cell, denying the father's death. Judge rule a case, so we facing a lot of years. Dubs lowercase, homie taking some giant L's. Jonah spent some lonely days up in a giant whale. Don't lose faith, Jehovah's grace is the only way I prevail. The peak of my trial is precisely where I excel. If he's on my side, there is no way that I can fail. Like a thief in the night, we'll see the bride unveiled. They can sleep with lies, I'm just keeping my eyes on the real. Y'all, even if it may seem odd, I'm digging up in the scriptures and hitting the street blocks. Inhaling everything in them the minute I breathe out. Praise the breath of wisdom that gets them to see God. I hope you get what the team about. Tell them God's watching when it be looking like he's not. I grind like Martin, got something to dream about. Went from rock bottom all the way up to the treetop. I grew up out in New York, New York. Where if you didn't fight, you ate your food off the floor. And the haters didn't like you, they were resort to force. Everybody hungry, now they tryna chew off of y'all. Lost, life isn't fair, now we getting what we deserve. Smell the strife in the air, this generation is cursed. Could be good or bad, getting too attached to what you adore. Do with the past, you looking back, you're moving forward. I remember sitting in the church and getting up and dipping in the middle of the service. Still the Christian image I pictured was picture perfect. Cause people can never see any deeper than just the surface. Weak and discouraged, serpent creeping and lurking. Heard that he was deceived, up and eating, my need is urgent. Turned to Jesus to lead me, he taught me to be a servant. Heard that he came to free me, I fall on my knees and worship. Cause I know that I ain't deserve it. Satan tried to take my life. Yahweh gave me a purpose. Denying Christ, I be defying my own emergence from dirt and all of his works. Been journeying since we first met. Yes. Yeah. Hey Voss.
What up, Flo?
You spit that real for me?
I'm from with Malcolm and Martin, the distant memories. One day we'll get the picture, for now through the glass dimly. How Europeans bought my ancestors from overseas. Just a fraction of the reason we predisposed to disease. And God gave us hip-hop, look at what we did with it. Corrupt the truth, destroy the youth, pollute the minds of kids with it. I grew up a screw up in projects using the Lucifer logic. That dealing coke on the strip is just distribution of products. Sin is poison in my veins. Cause those that know the Lord are straight been known to go insane. These haters, masqueraders, political commentators, and use statistical data for institutional racism. Black teen girls, you my heart, you my everything. Probably see a baby carriage, never see a wedding ring. God is watching over you, put the Lord over everything. Teaches principles to your sons and daughters for better things. Cause Satan on their back, projects where they be at. Trapped us in David's crack, tell me what you expect. We're young as carry big choppers and wildin' out for respect. So we fill up half of the prisons, now tell me who fault is that? Grew up in Brooklyn, New York, New York. It's God over money, you gotta walk the walk. Dark clouds overhead like it's all your fault. But never lose faith, gotta keep all your salt. You dig?
Say la. Let them know what it is, bruh. Where I'm from, the environment never sunny. Comedians unemployed, cause nothing ain't never funny. Them fairy tales for dummies. You talk from a youngin', Robin Hood stole from the rich. Only cause the poor ain't have the money. And that love for the green make you a target if your crew is light. Cause they from underneath the ground, sewage pipe. And bullets flying if the price on you is right. Them shots reply, hard knocker, Jewish life. I was well on my way to the fall. Thought moving the rock was the only way to ball. Wasn't for God to be a blood splatter on the wall. 100 enemies praying on me like an altar call. Cause I'm from New York, New York. We're catching a body worthy of popping a call. And them hunger pains that drive you to carry the fork. Despicable living like a Muslim swallowing pork. But it's a breath of fresh air when his grace hits you. Inhaling that new air when his grace lift you. No more the lies, so I tell Santa that the sword like a razor blade would never a saint nick you. Fish is the man, the dark is the target. They only cater to the church where the fish sold it. What happened to Go Geek? Cause tell me you never evangelizing if you fishing in the fish market. Ain't trying to give you the third degree. It's an emergency, homie, emergency. Blow. Boss.
By lust, sin had me on contact. Eyes on butts, green cloud in my contacts. War trained, but wrong side of the combat. Then the Lord came and bought me out of my contract. Never will I go back. Told the devil before I ever re-enter your pad, I'll be dead on the dough mat. Now I live life, no filter. Kodak, nomad, traveling with a sword like Conan.
Slit smart liquor on my dinner plate. I'm hearing God calling, man, he finna wait. Cause man, I'm in the middle of a verse to make a rapper start rehearsing how he look up in the hearse. And I ain't even what the worst is. Dice games right across the street from where the church is. Right before I'm walking in it, I'm breaking up the sour before the preacher finish. Can I get a witness?
I appreciate your grace, wiping each and every tear falling from my face. Help me run the race, show me to your secret place.
In the back of my mind, I think about the level that I rose to. Never want the credit, I just did what I was supposed to. Now the living water be the river that I flow through. I drink to that, Jehovah who I toast to. Click,
let's go.
Click.
G-O-M-I-I-M in the building. Tell my flesh to duck, cause I am liable to kill him. Keep my eyes up to the ceiling, I'm riding with the children. A G-O-D, the most high, the messiah, he is brilliant. Ooh, can't believe these rappers on the radio. I hear so much ignorance that it's causing my brain to slow. I am so convinced that if I was Kanye West, I could say anything I wanted and you would not take offense. I'll give out your home address, call your old mama a all while on the track and they'll say that nigga can spit. Her mentality's like sheep to the slaughter now. Prayers known as OJ Mayo, I'll be your mom August out. Either way, my grizzly put it simply on my father's shout. Two additions to the team, a click thicker than Aubrey's brow. That too much? Okay, let me calm it down. Weapon form against me will not hit me, no assault allowed. Blow the whistle, call a foul. Go and get the lost and found. Bring them home to their father so we can call them a foster child. What up? Let's get it. My story is a trip, let me get it off the shelf. Every morning at the crib, it was cereal and milk. Yummy, living with simplicity and this is what I felt. But my innocence was history the minute I inhaled. Dang. No kidding, I rebelled. By the time I was 9, I was dropping F-bombs if I wasn't next to mom. 11 years old and I'm all about lying. Right. Did it without trying, yeah, I know it sound odd. Hey. In a shell, sin has made my life a living hell. Promised me a kingdom, couldn't tell that I was in a cell. Ow. My skin is paling as the music begin to swell. Promiscuous woman entered the room ringing dinner bells. But homie, I'ma pass that plate. Made me whole and ain't disown me, broly, that's that grace. I let Jehovah check the motor, slowly catch that pace. Boy, I'm way too grown to act that way. I'm rolling past that grave. Hey!
Need your touch. I need your touch. Touch me, Father. Your touch can't be duplicated. Your one-two touch are better.
Thank you.
Say Word Radio.
That yeah, my brother. My brother Sacred, Quentin Harris. Quentin Sacred Harris with Divine Touch Remix. Amen. God bless that brother. Man, we ready to get up out of here. Fred Blash, man. Let me close out.
Man, great show today, man. Great show, man. Bad Seed stopped through. Told about the Book of Job, man. Praying for that brother, man, that, you know, that project goes through and is successful, man. Hopefully, you know, it inspires one. No doubt.
Yeah, let's just lift this show up. Father God, we just thank you, Father, for another show. Father God, we thank you for our brother Bad Seed coming through. Father, thank you for all that you're doing in his life. Lord God, the projects. Father God, the doors that you're opening up. Lord, we thank you for all the ministries, Lord God, that we even able to play tonight. Father God, and also, Father God, we just want to just lift up every listener, Lord God, that heard this show and might have been encouraged. Father, thank you for your hand being on this ministry, Say Word Radio. Thank you for your hand being on Six Man Radio, Lord God. And thank you for your hand being on my brother, Fred Blast, and myself as well, Father. Thank you for our homes, our churches. Father God, we thank you for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name,
amen.
We pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, brother, good show, man. Good show, man. Bad Seed, man. Looking forward to
chopped
sharing
up
God
real good,
with him.
Man.
Yeah,
what a
Book
testimony,
of Job,
man.
That's a mighty, mighty book, man. And I hope he allows the Lord to really, really use him. Really, really use him, man. Yup, Bad Seed. Well, brother, man, you ready to get on out of here? What we got to tell them?
Yeah,
we got to tell them, like us on Facebook, y'all, Say Word Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Say Word Radio _. Y'all can email us, too, any comments, sayWordRadio88@gmail.com. All right. All right, my brother.
Until the
next
time,
man.
We get back with y'all in 2 weeks with some more hot bangers. That's
Amen.
What we going to do. Amen. We out of here. Peace.
Word. God bless.